Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to give you some great ways to control food cravings.
What do you do?
Well, here's the deal. I've got a couple of go-to things that kind of take care of food cravings for me.
Amphetamines.
No, I don't do drugs.
Really?
No drugs. This is all au natural. So I get naked. That's number one.
Nudity?
If you want to control food cravings, got to get naked. Now, what you have to do, like if I have a salt craving, one of the things I'll always do is, I honor the craving. And the way that I honor the craving is I go get some half sour pickles and I'll eat a couple of those. And you know what? There goes my salt craving.
How many? Like 10?
I don't know. It depends. Sometimes I'm really hungry for salt. And but the good news is that after the damage goes, guess what? I haven't eaten that many calories.
Right.
Pickles are healthy. It's got fiber in it as well. So you want to find substitutes that are going to work for you. You can also do the same thing with fruit when it comes to a sweet craving. A lot of times what I'll do is I will keep frozen fruit available. I'll also keep bananas. I'll keep blueberries. I'll keep lots of stuff around. So I'm always ready to eat fruit that takes away if I have something, you know, like a sweet craving around. The other thing is you want to know what your cravings are, know your kryptonite. Know what's the thing that's going to set you off. And what you want to do is, you know, it's okay to have an occasional little bit, but if you have the stuff that's constantly, you know, near you, you got to, first of all, make sure you know what's going on with you. Everyone has different cravings, but you got to know what's going on with you. The second thing is you want to make sure they keep that stuff locked up at night. So what happens, let's say, for instance, you have a real problem with eating sweets at night. This is what I would do, Lee.
Lock it in a safe.
Lock it. Put the lock on the thing. And you know what you do? You give the key to somebody. Or your neighbor. Your neighbor. So you have to go outside the house or down the street. But that's one way. The other thing is don't even keep it in the house. Lock it away. Don't even buy the stuff. Okay? So if you really want it, you have to get out, go in the car and go to the supermarket and pick those things up. Another thing that helps with cravings is making sure you want to cleanse your palate. So like let's say you have a craving for something, you know, let's say you have a salt craving. Go brush your teeth. Go gargle with mouthwash. Do something that tastes minty fresh, something that's a totally different taste in your mouth than something that you want. It may send your taste buds through the roof and go, maybe I didn't want that. The other thing you want to do too is you may want to have say, you know what, I'm going to see how long it's going to take for this craving to pass. And typically it passes in about 20 to 30 minutes.
Really?
So, yeah. 23 minutes, they're gone. They're gone.
So really?
You know when you have that craving, you know, in the afternoon, measure the time. Go, how long was it before I have it? And if it goes beyond that, then you can say, you know what, I'm going to eat that particular thing. But don't do that just because you waited that time. Don't reward yourself.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
No, don't.
I made it 30 minutes. I'm going to have that pint of Häagen-Dazs.
No, see how you feel and see how it goes. And I promise you, you're not going to have that craving anymore. Those are some of our tips on how to, you know, control your food cravings.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.